Good morning, this is Daz on The Cat, The Tune and The Red, and joining us this morning is a very special guest. It's Andy Tansley. Andy is the organiser of the charity fundraising night that happens every year. It's Noah's Fest, an evening of music and some of the UK's leading tribute bands. It's due to take place at the TA Club in Gisborough on the 5th of May 2024. Please welcome to the show, Andy Tansley. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Daz, you okay?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for coming in morning. You know, it's early morning and appreciate your time and all that sort of stuff. Organiser of Noah's Fest. It's a UK tribute band. Tell us who you've got on the bill this year.
Okay, so this year, Daz, we've got three bands on. We've got Alicia Carr, who's the official Pink tribute.
Right.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah,
She does a lot of tribute work around the Northeast.
Yeah.
So very popular. We also have Legally Blondie.
Wow.
As you can tell, a Blondie tribute band.
Yes, yeah, yeah, excellent.
Exactly, yeah. And also we have a little a tribute to Oasis as well. So we'll be opening up with a few Oasis songs with our Noasis.
Noasis. Very, very good. It is a charity event, and it's in memory of two family sons that have both experienced a devastating loss of a child. You were one of them, Andy.
That's right.
Yourself and Helen and Dan and Vic as well. Both lost children called Noah.
Yep.
And you have organised this event ever since to raise money for the James Cook neonatal unit, which is just absolutely amazing. My boys were in there as well. It's such an incredible place. It's so important, isn't it, that for nights like this to support places like that.
That's right, exactly. And so we lost, myself and Helen lost our Noah back in 2015. So we did some fundraising ourselves since we lost Noah, and Dan and Vic, they lost Noah as well. Now, they're also a Gisborough couple as well, which, unbeknown to us, we weren't aware of at the time. And we've just come together through various fundraising activities, and we decided that we wanted to put, you know, our joint efforts together. And for the last 3 years, we've done Noah's Fest, and brilliant, you know. I will point out that we do raise charity money for the James Cook neonatal unit, and also for Louis as well. For Louis are the company who provide the memory boxes for parents.
Oh, they're amazing.
So we know, you know, we obviously, when we lost Noah, we were offered one of these memory boxes, and you know, fantastic. You know, just, you know, in a time where you perhaps not wanting to create memories.
Yeah.
You know, the small amount of time that, you know, that we obviously met Noah. But we're so happy and we're so grateful that we did, and we had the opportunity to do that, because we weren't aware of these memory boxes beforehand. Obviously, as parents, you know, some parents don't have to go through this situation like we did. But both fantastic charities, and we will continue to raise money for both of them for a long time to come.
And it's a fantastic event, like you said. It's on Sunday the 5th of May. You've got your Pink tribute, you've got your Legally Blondie tribute, and your Noasis. What I understand is, are you involved in one of these tribute bands, Andy?
Well, yeah, you could say that, mate. Yeah, I'm actually Blondie. No, I'm only joking, Daz. No. So myself and a few of my guys who do the local circuit on bands and stuff, like, we've got together. We've got a few guys together, and we are doing a few songs. It is the 30th year of Definitely Maybe, so we thought, well, we'll open up and get everybody warmed up with a few Oasis tunes. So and then we'll leave it to the professionals after that.
All right. Now, James Cook neonatal unit, like we said, and for Louis, just incredible causes that you're raising money for. How can people help and get involved with Noah's Fest?
Okay, so, you know, we like to involve the whole community. So, you know, we always are on the lookout for donations for our raffle. We're obviously looking for potential sponsorship for companies, because the tribute bands that we get in, you know, I always said that when I first started doing Noah's Fest, I wanted to make it something that people can come and watch, you know, and watch tribute bands, where, you know, around this area, you don't get the opportunity to, unless you go to the big summer festivals that you get.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make it a night for everybody to enjoy. But of course, we have the fundraising, the serious side of it. With that, you know, these tribute bands, you know, they aren't free, and I wouldn't expect them, you know, to be free for a charity, because, you know, they provide a good quality entertainment. So I do try and to help us to maximise as much money as we can. I do ask, you know, that if we try and get companies, local companies who might, perhaps would like to sponsor towards the night, with what we call a sponsor package, and we give them the exposure up until the night, so through our social media, and also on the night as well, it's obviously heavy exposure as well. We're just so grateful for anybody who's happy to buy a ticket to come on the night or donate any prize if they can't make it. We always very, very welcome for anybody who would like to help us in one way or another.
And you're on social media as well if people want to get in touch with you.
We
and
are, yes.
Want to help out.
Yes.
You're on Facebook at Noah's Fest, Instagram, Noah's Fest, and also there's an email address if people want to get in touch.
That's right.
It's noahsfest3@gmail.com. Any companies out there, anybody who's willing to donate a raffle prize or like you said, to get some sponsorship along the way, they should get in touch, because this is it really is two incredible charities that you're supporting for this very special event, Noah's Fest. So I bet you can't wait. There's still a lot of organisation and things.
Absolutely,
to get
started. As always, it's as usual, mate. It's a very much up to the last minute.
Is it really?
It's stress and stress, but we we normally have a real good turnout. The last couple of years have been almost a sellout. The first year was a sellout, so it's fantastic. We just like people to come, and like I say, it's nice that we also make people who haven't been through what we've done aware of what we raise the money for, because at the end of the day, it might be we might be our sons, daughters, grandkids. Somebody is going to experience baby loss at some point.
Yeah.
And what we try to do is we're raising money for the neonatal unit to try and get equipment in there that gives babies the best possible chance to survive.
Yeah.
We have a couple of friends of mine who've actually just gone through this experience quite recently with their daughter. Thankfully, the granddaughter was born very early, very little chance of survival, but with the equipment that was used that we provided money for, she's absolutely made 100% recovery. Wow. And it's fantastic. Just brilliant to see the photos on Facebook and it happens. These things happen. We didn't expect it to happen to us, but it did, and we have to, we thought we want to do something positive for it all.
Well, hats off to you, Andy.
Thank you.
Because this is such a special event. Noah's Fest. It's Sunday the 5th of May. It's in Gisborough on the Rectory Lane at the TA Club there. You've got the Pink tribute, you've got your Legally Blondie tribute, and you've got your Noasis as well.
There's just one thing we're missing, Daz.
What's that?
We're looking for an MC for the night.
Really?
Just wondering if you knew somebody who might be up for the job.
All right, okay, thank you very much. I'll have a look around, see if there's anyone available.
Would you like to do it?
What?
We would be very, very happy if you would like to come and compare the night for us.
Oh, that's such a lovely offer. I would be delighted to.
You can't get any worse than what I am. And I've done it for the last 3 years, so you've got no competition, mate. But no, we will be.
Are you serious?
Listen, we would be grateful if you're free to do it, and we would love for you to come and be part of the nightmare.
Oh wow, that's just amazing. Thank you. I mean, this, as you said, this is really, really close to my heart as well. To be able to come and do this, it would be an absolute honour.
Oh, please, mate.
So yeah, count us in. Thank
you. So you're saying yes.
Yeah, I'm saying yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll cross Gary Phillips off the list now. Then. I'm joking, Daz. I'm joking, Daz.
I bet
we'll cut that out.
Seriously.
Thank you, Darren.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah, obviously, we absolutely filled the bits that you can come and do the night with us.
That's amazing. Thank you. I am seriously touched by that. Thank you. It's Noah's Fest. It's Sunday the 5th of May with me emceeing. Don't let that put you off. It's at the TA Club on Rectory Lane in Gisborough. Pink tribute, there's the Legally Blondie tribute, and plus Noasis. Where can people get hold of some tickets, Andy?
So you can get tickets by contacting myself on 07946 559217, or you can contact Vicky on 07939 255393, or if you want to go on to any of the social media websites Noah's Fest on Facebook if you want to give us a message on there. Or on Instagram, Noah's Fest, you can send us a message. Or you can send us a message on the Gmail account, which is noahsfest3@gmail.com. Any of those, you'll be able to just give us a shout, and we should be able to sort you some tickets. If there is a few left, they'll probably go now. We know who all's MC is for the night.
And all proceeds.
So act fast.
Yes. And all proceeds from the event will be split between James Cook Hospital's neonatal unit and for Louis, who provide the memory boxes for families. Andy, such a pleasure having you in this. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. It's such a pleasure to be asked, and I'd definitely love to be there.
Great stuff. We look forward to seeing you.
Just one more thing. How about some tickets to give away? Because we love a good giveaway here on the Cat, the Toon and the Red. We know it is a charity event, and if people want to pay for these tickets, obviously they can as well.
Yeah, of course.
But you've got a couple of tickets to give away for us. We just need a question in the old swap shop style. Can you come up with a question for us, for our listeners?
Okay, then. So, Oasis, it's their 30th year this year of their first album. Quite simply, just tell us, what album are they celebrating?
Wow. 033 or 043 2002, if you'd like two tickets to Noah's Fest featuring Noasis, Legally Blondie and the Pink Tribute. Give us that question again, Andy.
Oasis are celebrating their 30th year of their first album release. What is the name of their album?
033 or 043 2002. Lines are open till 10 o'clock on Friday, and we will announce the winners by 11 o'clock on the end of our show on Friday morning as well. That's amazing, Andy. Thank you.
Thank you, Daz.
They will go to, I'm sure they will go to
somebody who likes Oasis or Pink.
Someone who likes a good night out as well, and will be able to come along and support. And don't forget, if you're out there and you can support Noah's Fest in any way, whether it's a donation, whether it's sponsorship, do please get in touch with Noah's Fest on the Facebook and on Instagram as well to help out this absolutely amazing event supporting the James Cook Neonatal Unit and for Louis. Andy, thank you so much for your
time. Thank you, Daz. No, it's a pleasure, mate.
Yeah, and hopefully the me presenting won't put people off. Will it?
I wouldn't have thought so. No,
I mean, maybe if Danny came, then that would, you know.
Yeah, exactly. He can hum along to the tunes, can't he?
Yes, he can. Cheers, Andy. All the very best with the event.
Thank you, Daz.
And I'll
thank
see you
very
there.
Much. Yeah, we'll do, mate. Looking forward to it.
Cheers.